Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Hey, if you've suffered an injury in an accident and would like a free case review, make sure you call the super team at Daspit Law Firm. Free consultations are available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 713-322-HURT. That's 713-322-HURT. Or you can go to the website, DaspitLaw.com.
Let's get back to the wrench with these two tools. It's John and Lance from the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back. John and Lance here with you, being joined right now. We talked Eric Reed a little bit earlier, the play-by-play for the Miami Heat. Now we've got Scott Hastings, former player and current color commentator.
I got beef with Scott Hastings. Bring him up. Yep, bring him up. And it's been simmering for a long time. Scott, are you there?
Yes, sir.
I will never forget the year, I believe, was 1983, might have been 82, as a kid watching Phi Slamma Jamma. They go to Fayetteville, and you hit a bank shot, last-second bank shot, to beat University of Houston and my beloved Akeem Olajuwon and Clyde Drexler to win that. Do you remember that game, beating University of Houston?
Well, I do. I'll tell you a funny story. A, one bank, it was all net.
I remember
that was just Houston trying to put down the shot. But I'll tell you a funny story. My grandmother somehow got this blow up of that picture that was probably, 12 or 11 3/4 by 24. Right? I mean, it was wide, like a fisheye photo almost, but close up. And it shows the shot, and I've released it, and Akeem's flying at it, and it literally, if there was a quarter inch between his fingertip and the ball, I mean, it's a great photo. I'd never seen it before. I haven't seen it since my grandmother had it kind of blown up and put on the side of the refrigerator. That being said, so that was that. Now, Akeem, He and I became pretty good buddies. For the next, I don't know how many years, I played 11, he played 72. Every time he'd see me, you know, we'd dap up and do the guy thing, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. And if there's anybody near him, he would say, and I'll do a bad, broken English, he said, come here, Scotty, look, he owes me money. He's not paying me any money. He makes one shot at me, and he got a whole NBA career. So I do remember that shot. And if you ever get Akeem on that, ask him about that because, every time he sees me, he tells me I owe him money because that shot got him 11 years in the NBA.
Before we get into the series, I do want to say it's kind of interesting to me to watch the young basketball fans who didn't see Olajuwon play. There's like a renaissance of Akeem Olajuwon where – I think young people are catching up with YouTube videos and seeing the footwork and the moves, and it's something they don't really see at that speed and that athleticism from NBA bigs anymore. And there's like this renaissance of love for Akeem Olajuwon as one of the, you know, truly greats out there. And you played against him when he was still raw but extremely explosive as a shot blocker and leaper. What was it like going from the raw, explosive athlete in college to the polished dream once he was in the deeper into his pro career?
Yeah, it was my senior year. It's like it was his first year playing, which I think it might have been eligibility wise his sophomore year, but we're playing down at Hoffines. And, you know, I'm all conference. I was all conference as a junior and a sophomore. You know, I ended up making it all my senior year. Had a pretty good year. Actually, I had a good year that year. And we're playing Houston in Houston. And this is before the shot. So this is the first game that we played them. And this big, tall guy comes in, blah, blah, blah. We'll guard him. You know, who's he? I'm Scott Hastings, blah, blah, blah. He makes this little the dream shake, kind of, blah, 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 spins baseline, goes to the middle, dunks it on me. And I'm like, whoa. Whistle blows, traveling. Fooled the ref, I guess. But I remember going down, and I've gone, OMG. That was, I practice against Joe Klein every day in practice. I ain't seen that quickness. I had Steve Shaw on my team as a freshman. I don't remember that quickness. Uh-huh. And I remember going out, we were talking after the game or going back to Fayetteville. And I saw the dude, I'm telling you, that was the quickest move I've ever seen anybody make in my life, you know, at that position. So to see him grow that into it, he traveled as he got in the pros and got a name and he got a little lazy. They let him travel all the time, but tell him I said that he got to travel a little bit on that move. But I try to tell everybody, and listen, I have all the respect for all the bigs that's ever played. Growing up, you know, I was a fan of Chamberlain and Willis Reed and Lew Alcindor before he became Kareem Abdul-Jabbar. I knew I was going to be a bigger guy. My dad was 6'8", so I figured I was going to be, you know, tall, and I just loved the big guys. That was kind of the era of the big guys. But, man, I think he's as good as any of them. When they always argue greatest of all time, he's never in there. But I don't, as you, if you want to slip him before or whatever, but he, you know, he's one of the top 5-6 players I've ever seen in my life. Akeem Olajuwon was just amazing to me.
Scott Hastings with us, color commentator for the Denver Nuggets. Well, you got a pretty good one there. Is Jokic moving up the board? Where is Jokic as far as you see him night in and night out? Where is he now as far as the all-time center greats for you?
It's hard to see. It's hard to say. I mean, there's always so many different eras, I don't know. I mean, I think you got to win a championship. You win a championship, you vault yourself. You probably vault yourself to all the guys that were great players that didn't. And I love Patrick Ewing. He's a buddy of mine. But you got to ball him over Patrick. I think, and to be honest with you, and I love Patrick, he's already better than Patrick. I don't know, fellas. He's got as good a hand as any big I've ever seen. He can shoot it, obviously, from range. We've been watching that, you know, in the postseason. He probably doesn't have the lateral speed defensively that obviously Akeem has or some guys like that. But he's smart. He's usually in position. He knows where to go. He can force. And like I said, because of the good hands, if you look, he's averaging over a steal a game in the NBA as a 7-foot center. I think he's top 4 or 5 in the NBA in deflections. I don't know, man. I don't think we're there yet. I think if the Nuggets can find a way to win the NBA championship this year, and Miami's got a lot to say about that, I think he's a top 20 player already. He's your 8th year in the league. That's how good I think he is. I would love to sit down, and you know who would love it too, probably? Is Nikola, because I think he loves some of the history. I introduced him to an old teammate, Dominic Wilkins, one time, and man, his eyes lit up like he was a little kid. And I kind of like young players or this generation players that still respect and understand, you know, who the old time greats were. I always go down the floor and hoping Akeem would show up because he showed up before to one of these Houston games. I would love to introduce him to Nikola, but
did you see Nikola mention him the other day?
I don't know. That's a long-winded answer. You got me. No one's asking, but because now you have me put him in front of childhood greats.
Nikola,
you know what I'm saying?
Nikola mentioned him in Magic and Jordan.
Shaq, Kareem, Wilt, Nicole, if you want to put him in there, and Akeem, mix it up right there. You know, maybe he's behind all those other guys, but he's right there.
He mentioned Dream and Jordan and Magic Johnson in terms of guys he looked up to, and you can see it with some of his reverse pivots and his ability to, you know, to leverage his little right hand layup and in terms of giving you the reverse spin. He's got some low post games. I'm curious. I was thinking about this. Victor Wembanyama comes into the league. We know he's really talented. We'll see how quickly he acclimates size wise, you know, strength wise. But you've got Giannis, you've got Nikola, you've got Luka Doncic, you've got Joel Embiid, who won the MVP this year. None of those guys were, they were all foreign born players. I wonder when the next time, how long a run we're going to have of non US born basketball players winning the MVP, because when you think about it, this could be a really long run based on that talent alone. Really speaks to the global nature of basketball now.
Yeah, and listen, he didn't win it his third year in a row, and he was every bit as good as he was the 2 years he won it. I think there was a political agenda move against Nikola Jokic to win it this year, driven by ESPN. And if you've been following the playoffs, Lisa Salters, who's doing sideline in the finals, admitted in that Minnesota series, it was actually the L.A. series, the first time we saw them. She goes, oh, wow, you know, this is the first time getting to see Nikola Jokic. I didn't realize how good he was. I'm going to have to watch this. Kendrick Perkins, who's been one of his biggest detractors all year long, also two days ago, all of a sudden starts saying, well, the league needs to start showing them more. You know, I need to pay attention. And he's holding the banner for Embiid 90% of the year when Joker's killing everything. So I don't know how long the run is. I will say this. AAU basketball is stupid. It's poorly developing players. It's teaching them the wrong mindsets of how to become an NBA player, where fluff is more important than substance. And until we stop that and wake up to that, instead of, you know, bowing down to that like we've done, and the college coaches are part of that too, because they keep buying into it because they don't want to get, you know, out-recruited by the next guy. You're going to see a lot of runs like this, because here's the difference with guys who are 16 years old in Europe, 15, 16 years old, even underdeveloped guys like Nikola was. I was watching an episode on him yesterday at 17. These guys are playing in pro leagues against men. They're growing up, and especially in Europe, learning how to play the game. I don't know if you guys heard the soundbite yesterday. If your producer, if I can find it, they asked Nikola about whatever, you know, how scoring 40, losing the game. He goes, I've always believed the open man wins the game.
Yeah.
If you kind of break this down and know this, a big guy that through the series has been at, you know, through the playoffs, been averaging a triple double, you know, he says the open man wins the game. I think that's subtle brilliance. Yeah. I don't know about you guys.
Well, the four assists have been talked about quite a bit. When he has four or fewer assists, the Nuggets don't win. So
right.
does he have to find that open man more now in the rest of this series for the Nuggets to win this thing?
Well, I keep a chat. I'm doing the games on radio. Unlike Eric, who's on vacation and just gets to watch, who's also a good friend. And by the way, when I was the OG in Miami, the expansion year, and I played for Miami, he was working TV then. I keep a chart every time I do play-by-play, and it's kick-out passes, missed shots. Right?
Mm-hmm.
So he had four assists last night, and no one talks about, I think, his fourth assist. It was that water polo pass to Gordon who reverse dunks it. And it was, I mean, one of the more brilliant passes. He had four assists, and that was as good a pass as probably 90% of the world will ever have in the postseason, or 90% of basketball players. But I keep this chart, and there were, and I was looking for my bag to see if I could find it from it. I believe there was 8 or 9 missed opportunities, kick out, open three, kick out shot, kick out, miss, tried layup, miss the layup, 8 of those. So people say he's got to find more. Just let the world know. He ain't scoring 40 and only getting 4 assists because he don't want to pass it. He's still passing it. The difference is he also knows that, oh, Jamal's not on right now. Jamal didn't have a good game really until the fourth quarter. Michael Porter's not on. He's not had a good game yet in the finals. KCP's not on. Struggled in game 2. Bruce Brown struggled a little bit shooting the basketball. Aaron Gordon was okay, but they put Kevin Love on him, so he wasn't having that free-range bully ball going on. And like, there was 8 opportunities out there that you make all 8 of those. First of all, you blow out Miami in that game. No. They have a triple-double, and they're talking about, dude, this guy had a 40-point triple-double. Only, you know, XYZ has ever had a 40-point triple-double in NBA history. So, guys got to score. Your best shooter in the season from the three-point line is Michael Porter, and he's 3 of 18 right now. And he's got to have a Struce kind of redemption game, I think, here in Miami these next 2, and come out and hopefully get out of that funk.
That's Scott Hastings. He's going to have a big time tonight. Hopefully, we'll see what happens. Miami and Denver, the color commentator, former NBA player with us here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Great reminiscing, and really appreciate your insight, Scott. Thanks for joining us and spending some time this morning.
Hey, anytime. Love you. Find me home. If I ever get fired, I can come down and live, or tell Keen to find me a place. I love you guys.
Well, wait, before you go, I know you golf. If you want, I'll take you out to my place, a new course here in Houston. But quickly, some thoughts on yesterday with Liv and PGA joining forces.
Well, first of all, to me, it's 2 discussions, and I've been saying this since the day it happened. If you want to talk about the political side and the money and the stuff they've done against humanity, that's a discussion. If you want to get on that, let's get on that and let's go, because that's a legitimate worldly human being discussion. Now, if you want to just get about what Liv was, and you're going to forget about who's backing it, who owns premier teams, who owns F1 teams, who owns a whole lot of stuff and a whole lot of money the world's already taken, and you just want to talk about great. I thought Liv was the greatest thing in the world for players. I think competition is great for players, and it got a whole bunch of guys paid. And it's funny, they say, well, I've got a bunch of washed-up players. Well, yeah, one of those washed-up players won the PGA, and I think it was 2nd or 3rd in the Masters. And if you look at all the purses in the agreement that the PGA made with the PGA players, all they was getting paid, too. All their money went up. There was guaranteed money. They signed an agreement they're going to show up to more tournaments. There was guarantees. Liv got PGA players paid. And then here comes the merger, and all you remember is, and by the way, of all the people to talk, Rory McIlroy, ain't heard a lot from Rory McIlroy yesterday, did we? So I think you got to be careful. I've always, sided, why are you bashing people on the way out? And because eventually he's going to come back and get you. I think this is a gotcha moment with the PGA. There's an old group, you guys are way too young, but go back and look up a song by the OJs called For the Love of Money. And anytime you wonder why something's happened in pro sports, pull out that OJ song. For the Love of Money.
It's always about
great.
When they say it's not about the money, it's about the money.
It's always about the money.
Scott Hastings, we appreciate you, man. Thanks for joining us, and have fun tonight.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
All right. Well, let's take a quick one here, and we're going to cook on the other side. You ready to cook?
Yeah. Let's get it cooking. Right. Let's cook. Let them cook.
If you have something, a hot take.
Spicy.
It's got to – listen, you got to bring something. Gilbert brought something. Heat in five. Okay?
Yeah.
Do you think you can compete?
He wasn't cooking today, though.
No, he wasn't cooking today, per se. But Gilbert has cooked on this show. And, okay, oh, now do you believe what cooking's all about? Yeah, Gilbert showed you. So be like Gilbert, okay, in this next segment. 713-780-3776. Here's a number that you should have in your phone, okay? And if you don't have this number in your phone, then I don't know what I can do for you. 281-488-6238. Because at any time, you could have some kind of a plumbing issue. And if any time you have a plumbing issue, that's the number that you pull up. Aqueduct Plumbing. Or, yeah, aqueductplumbingcompany.com. You can go there as well. Aqueductplumbingcompany.com. They do everything. No matter what it is. And listen, if you haven't cleaned your tankless water heater in years, then guess what? You need them to come to your home and do that. If you need any kind of leak detection, repipe, you need drain cleaning, water filters, circulating pumps, hydrostatic testing, reroutes, gas piping. You're going to put in a grill. You get in a gas grill. You got to have a plumber. You call them. This is the best company that you can work with because we trust them. The integrity, second to none. 281-488-6238, 281-488-6238,
exactly.
Or aqueductplumbingcompany.com.
Thumbs up.
ESPN975.com. This is the way.
This is the way.
This is the way.
It's time to get in the kitchen. Put on an apron and grab a spatula and prepare to cook. Stand back. Let him cook. Is he cooking yet? John, Lance, let him cook.
I said let him cook!
All right, let's go. Who? What? I didn't see. What?
He's just making me uncomfortable.
Oh, no. That's where the guy, he gets walked up by his wife while he's having lunch with another woman.
Yeah. She even asked you, his girlfriend. She goes, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah. I didn't tell you. She said yes?
Yeah.
Oh, no. That's going
to
be.
Sebastian wants a number to call in. He's going to cook.
Okay. So who wants to cook? 713-780-3776 is the number if you want to cook. I'll start the cooking.
You start cooking.
I'm going to start the cooking. And I don't know how much I'm going to tell you this right here and now. Jay Monahan does not make it through this. Jay Monahan got painted into a corner with the opening the books, with Live the money, that he was going to get money whipped. The DOJ was going to come after him. The players were all going to come after him because of how much money the PGA Tour had and they weren't given to the players. Jay Monahan got painted into a corner. He clawed his way out. But he will not survive this. No way, no how. Jay Monahan is short-lived for this world as CEO of the new PGA.
Time for me to cook. Christian Javier has begun what will become one of the most torrid tears in Astros pitching history, and he will win the Cy Young Award this year.
So one of the most torrid, we were talking about Mike Scott, you're talking about Justin Verlander, you're talking about Nolan Ryan, one of the most torrid streaks.
Nolan Ryan never won a Cy, but the other two guys did, and I'm saying this guy's going to win a Cy.
Right. Nolan Ryan didn't, but he was on a tear with the Astros. I mean,
he had a lot of losses.
He's also
a 500 pitcher.
He also had a lot of
Mike Scott's.
He had a lot of dominance, and didn't have much offense.
Mike Scott's and Justin Verlander and Randy Johnson are the standard bearers. Randy Johnson's tear is pretty substantial.
He won a tear.
Christian Javier's getting ready to go.
Or Roger Clemens.
On a tear. Yeah. Christian Javier's getting ready to go on a torrid tear he's already 7-1 with a low 2 ERA. And all of a sudden we're going to say Cy Young Award winner.
Well, did you?
Now the hottest takes in the planet might come from my son Sebastian, who once said the Ball Brothers would be better than J.J. Watt.
He has said J.J.
Watt is overrated on more than one occasion.
Mm-hmm.
He has, he's got his opinion about Jalen Reagor. Lately, he's turned on Jordan. He was a Jordan guy. Now he's turned on Jordan and gone LeBron because he's been tricked by TikTok videos. So let's see. Now, he has hot takes all the time. He cooks a lot. Mm-hmm. So let's see what Sebastian, he wanted to call in today and cook. I'll see what he says. Snacks, we're just going to let you cook now. So whatever you got to say, you say it.
My hot take for the day?
Cook.
Is that the Dolphins will win the Super Bowl next year.
Hmm.
Or at least get to the Super Bowl.
The Dolphins will win the Super Bowl.
Not will. Maybe not win, but the Dolphins will at least make the Super Bowl, and I'm going to 100% guarantee that.
You're going to 100% guarantee that the Dolphins are going to make the Super Bowl?
Yes.
All right. Let him cook now.
There it is.
Look at that defense. Look at that secondary. No team is beating that. They're beating the Bills in their division. They're beating Rodgers. They're gonna retire that old man.
Let him cook.
I don't see any team beating that.
All right.
Let him cook now.
Wow, that was a hot take, RJ. Why did you just give him a let him cook now? Why did you?
I said let him cook.
That's right. More like it.
There it is.
The Dolphins. Who's taking the Dolphins other than Sebastian right now?
Nobody.
Dell.
Trust me, he's on. He's always on the biggest underdogs. He's always on the biggest underdogs. So only Sebastian's going to cook. I can't get Mason to cook. He said he'd be too embarrassed. What a sucker. Sebastian's not afraid.
No.
He'll come in.
All right.
By the way, did you see what's happening with Lionel Messi?
Yeah, he's
going to the MLS.
To Miami. Is that what he meant by winning the championship? Miami? That
yeah.
Miami team?
Oh, I mean.
The soccer team?
No. He meant the Dolphins. He meant the Dolphins.
You sure?
Yeah, because he said they're going to retire that old man.
Oh.
Rodgers.
Oh, Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
And he said they were going to beat the Bills.
Yeah. Apparently, he's joining Miami, and people are saying, well, he's going to be on loan to Barcelona as well.
Jalen Rager's agent just texted in and said, Jalen's going to start opposite Justin Jefferson this year, so we're about to see who's better. Let Sebastian cook. Yeah, that's a big deal for the MLS to get. Now, Thierry Henry finished up at the –
Beckham
you had
finished
Beckham
up.
Do it. You've had Thierry Henry. You've had great international soccer players finish
Pelé.
In the MLS. Actually, Pelé did, years and years ago. But you have – now you have – this is what happens. When you're done playing, like, you know, for the – biggest titles and things like that, you come try to get your money over. Although you won't make as much money as you could playing international soccer.
Well, he had $200 million on the table from Saudi, but he's not doing that.
Yeah, he's not going to do that. But, I mean, Lionel Messi probably – I think it's about you just want to go live in America and see what it's like. And so that's why these guys go to New York or L.A. or Miami. None of them are going to go to, you know, Toledo Wild Riders.
No.
Not that they have an MLS team.
No.
I don't think we're going to get anyone who has to play in the summer heat.
Miami's going to be hot too, bro.
Yeah, that's true.
Miami's
I don't know.
Gonna be
yeah,
hot
that's
too.
A good point. But you got South Beach. We've got Galveston.
Yeah, and you've got that Latin influence.
We've got
influence
South
too.
Shore Harbor. They've got, yeah.
You got that Latin influence.
Yeah,
of course, we
do.
Got some Latin influence.
Yeah, it's a different Latin influence.
It's a little different.
It's a little different.
A
little different Latin influence.
Yeah.
But yeah, so this is going to continue. It helps the MLS. There's no way around it. When Lionel Messi comes here,
my gosh,
they're going to sell out.
Yeah. No.
They're going to sell out when Lionel Messi comes here, don't you think? The Dynamo will?
Yeah.
You got a chance to see. We watched Messi. You and I watched Messi at that CONCACAF match back in, what was it, 16, when they absolutely brutalized the U.S. squad when they played Argentina. And you knew in the first 17 seconds, like, oh my God, this
different.
Is a mismatch.
It's different. Messi to Miami, FAU and Miami in the Final Four, Heat in the Finals, Panthers in the Finals, Dolphins in the Super Bowl. Let him cook. That's from Dell.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Miami, great, Dell.
FAU?
Yeah. FAU went to
To
the Final Four. And so did Miami. Two.
Oh, my God. That's right.
Yeah.
It was FAU in Miami.
Yeah. So,
and we enjoyed watching FAU. I forgot it was them.
Yep. No.
FAU, Miami, and
this
now
is
Snacks
the year
is going,
of Miami.
This
the
is the year
of Miami.
Not Miami football, it wasn't.
No, Miami football sucks. But Zoe's turning that around. Zoe's going to turn that around. How about, oh, yeah.
There's so much he can do.
A&M's got to go there this year. Who you got?
Jimbo. This is Jimbo's year.
Oh, it is?
It better be.
The year of the Jimbo?
It better be the year of the Jimbo.
I hope so. Remember when he didn't show
this
up?
This is the worst.
Remember when he didn't show up at the end of the year last year for the show?
Yeah. That's how you knew it was going good.
Yeah. He was like, nah, I ain't doing that show no more. Well, okay.
I got to say, thanks, this is Jimbo. The worst cooking segment that you guys have ever
had. Ever had. Ever.
Ever had. Worst. You better be on vacations. You better whatever, because nobody cooked. Only Sebastian cooked.
Only Sebastian. He's the best. He's the best cook and he's the best chef that we could possibly have. All right. That segment's done. 713-780-3776.
Kill that segment off if you guys don't do. Now, to be fair, we didn't have it at our usual 8 o'clock time frame.
No, we didn't.
So who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? But I do know this. You were weak today. That's all. We'll give you another shot next Wednesday and let him cook. 933 ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. Time for you to talk about Mr. Daspit.
Yeah, John Daspit is cooking it all on all with gas, with wood, with whatever you want him to. He's got a broiler on. He is always putting the heat on the other side. And the other side is going to be an insurance agency that is that has, you know, settlements that they're ready to pass out whenever. And you think, and that sounds positive, right? Like somebody hits you with an 18-wheeler, you get injured badly at work and you end up having hospital bills, and they say, you know what, let's pay for those hospital bills for you. We're going to do that, and we're going to pay for your time off from work. Oh, wow. Okay, cool. Thank you. Well, they're just reimbursing you for what you lost out on. How about the fact that you may have physical therapy and physical therapy that lasts a long time? You may end up having a busted knee or shoulder or back that is going to hurt you for the rest of your life. That's not unusual. That happens frequently. Where is the payment for that? Where's the payment for your physical therapy that you end up having for the next 3 years? You know, are you being fairly compensated for your pain and suffering where you didn't do anything to deserve that? That was someone else's negligence. John Daspit makes sure and thinks everything through before you sign any agreement or whatever that basically lets the other side off the hook for what happened to you. Make sure you talk to John Daspit and his law firm, because they are going to fight hard for you. Make sure that you give them a call at 713-CALL-NOW. That's 713-CALL-NOW. They take cases all over the state of Texas. It is an easy phone call to make. He's got offices in 10 different cities, and he's got tons of lawyers on the case waiting to work hard for you. 713-CALL-NOW, or go to the website for more information at DaspitLaw.com.
ESPN 97.5.com. Get in the race.
One wrong twist of your steering wheel, and that'll be the end of you.
The preeminent NFL draft analyst. Yeah. The godfather of Houston sports talk. Not so much. Put them together, bippity boppity boo. Put them together, and you get the trench.
Get in the trench.
From the Veritex Community Bank Studios on ESPN 97.5.
All right, welcome back here on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. 713-780-3776 is the number. Lance is in a rabbit hole of cheating husband. A cheating husband.
Well, it's just one video I haven't finished yet, but right. Golly, the look on his face.
It is.
He is stuck.
Awful.
This is going to be a. I used to watch his show, Cheaters, he used to host. And remember that time you got stabbed on that boat?
I got what now? No.
When you got stabbed when you were hosting Cheaters. Wasn't that you?
No, somebody said
that. JG, his name was Joey Greco, but that was just a name that they used, right? Was that you?
That wasn't me. I don't believe it was
that
me.
Show.
I don't ever remember being stabbed on a boat.
So now everything that happens, my kids.
Why did he get stabbed on a boat?
Because somebody who was cheating didn't like the fact that they ran up with a camera crew.
Yeah, I got you.
Okay. Now, you know, my kids think everything is staged now. They believe that everything that ever happens on video, people could get hit in the face with a skateboard staged. Like, you guys clearly don't know what stage versus. So they're very cynical about everything. They think everything is staged, and a lot of stuff is staged. But Did you ever watch Cheaters? It was on 51.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch it.
It was on your own station.
Yeah, no, I didn't watch it.
Yeah, it is. It was.
It's too uncomfortable.
The most uncomfortable yet mesmerizing programming. Because Joey Greco would get, so what are you doing here with this woman? And then there'd be somebody standing right there. And eventually, you know, it turned into, it would get physical at probably about 60% of the time it would get physical. But, golly, what a nerve-wracking show that
was.
Yeah,
no, I don't like, and even like the Office made me too, made me uncomfortable a lot of times. I had to turn it off. I don't like uncomfortable TV.
Who made you more uncomfortable, David Brent or Michael Scott? For The Office, the BBC version or Michael Scott. It's really, there's not a wrong answer.
No, it's a coin flip. They both are. David Brent was, he loves uncomfortable situations. Like the short life, life is short.
Life is too short.
Life is too short. He just loves.
He made that, and he's actually in that, and it's Warwick Davis, who is a dwarf, a little person. I think you say dwarf still. I don't know, right?
No, it's a little person.
Say little person.
You have to say little person. Although they say dwarf in the show.
Yeah, because that's what his Dwarves for Hire. It's his company. He's like, he runs. He's a talent agent who like will rent them out to movies and stuff. But if it's a good role, he takes it.
Oh, really?
It's one of the funniest shows I've ever seen in my entire life. Life is too short. Warwick Davis is incredible. He's living off of the fame of. That Steven Spielberg movie years and years ago, but he's like a D-lister, and this guy is hilarious too. It's a Ricky Gervais. It's like watching Mike. It's like watching David Brent, but in a tiny body. Oh my! And he's It is a truly phenomenal comedy. But how did that start?
I don't know. You're getting it.
I ask you.
Oh, uncomfortable television for whatever reason.
Because I'm watching. Yeah. Now I ask you if you watch.
That's uncomfortable.
I ask you if you watch Cheaters.
Yeah, yeah.
Now this will probably be a rabbit hole. See, when it's NFL, when it's draft season for me, I can't go down rabbit holes. Well, I do anyway, but I have to get out of them eventually and write up players. Now this can last for hours.
Yeah.
Like I watched new Top Notch Idiots yesterday. Well, I watched old
ones. I know. That's another one.
That's another one. You're way too nervous about that one.
You know who's making me uncomfortable now is the Texas Rangers. And it's even got Dusty talking about it. And an article by Matt Young here in the Chronicle this morning.
Mm-hmm.
If you're behind, you want to stay in their rearview mirror. And if you have the lead, you don't want to look back. You just want to look forward to the finish line. So right now, we're just trying to stay in their rearview mirror. At one time, we were up on the side mirror, which is one game out. Then we fell back in the rearview mirror, so we just have to keep on playing. Absolutely true. Listen, it's June. It's the first week of June. There's still 4 months of baseball left. There is a lot of time left. But the Rangers are real. Despite Jacob DeGrom outdone now again for the season, out with Tommy John surgery, this dude can't – what a – it's so risky. And I hope the Rangers, I don't care if the Rangers did, I hope they took insurance out on unlike the Nationals with Steven Strasburg, who they didn't take any insurance out and have to pay the whole $245 million.
Oh, how do you not have insurance on?
On Jacob DeGrom. How did you not have it on Strasburg?
Yeah, that's a good point.
I mean, that's just dumb.
Whoever
that GM is, whoever their controller is, fired. Beat it. You just cost us $245 million for a guy who's got nerve damage and may never pitch again. And let's face it, DeGrom may never pitch again. This dude is always hurt.
How do you go? Well, I mean, you got to try. You gave him a contract. But, man, when you have, you know, anytime you're given older players or injured players contracts, you have to expect that this can happen. It happens a lot. Right now, the Mets are waiting to see what they have with Justin Verlander. I think it will come around. But there's no guarantee that he's as good as he was with the Astros. He's a year older.
Yeah.
It's just the age eventually catches up with you. Tom Brady really fell off for him very, very quickly. Aaron Rodgers, we have to see. I feel like Aaron Rodgers is going to be fine, but let's see. Because this happens a lot. And injury players, Carlos Correa, injured again.
Yep.
Lance McCullers, injured. You know, when you combine injury-prone player with big contract, I mean, that is such a low,
percentage, such a high risk
move that I would just always avoid it. Yep. I would always avoid it in any sport.
All right, we'll see what happens tonight with Yiner Diaz. Apparently, Dusty said last night, Bregman and Pena are going to rest. We'll see in Maldonado as well. So we'll see if Yiner gets a couple more hits tonight. Do you see? Will he play the next day? Dusty's explanation of Maldonado playing last night. I mean, obviously this is something that the media is on, and thank God that they're asking him about this. You know, why are you not playing Yiner Diaz, a guy who's got 4 extra base hits in his last 2 games? Mm-hmm. How can you not play this guy? Well, I love the hitting, but there's more to catching than hitting, more than hitting another position on the field. Oh, my gosh. If Yiner gets a couple more hits tonight, will he play tomorrow?
No, I mean, unless he's playing for Abreu.
Yeah, right, unless he's DH-ing, right? He could DH.
Jake, right on the heels of you making your proclamation of love for Jake Meyers, 0-for-3 of 3 punch-outs.
No, listen, Jake Meyers.
Well, as on SportsMap video.
Jake Meyers has been great. Jake Meyers should have played. Now he.
Oh, no. I 100% agree with you.
Jake Meyers should have played. Well. But you know what? And you know what? Yiner could have gone 0-for-3. And Yiner might go 0-for-3 tonight. But he should be on the field.
But you ain't facing a guy who got optioned yesterday. By the way, you knocked him out of baseball.
Who, Manoah?
Yeah.
Well, but he pitched one out. The other 26 outs were other pitchers.
I know, but he got knocked. The Astros knocked him out of baseball. He was having a bad year.
No, he was terrible.
They knocked him out of Major League Baseball.
No, that's what the Astros do.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, because trash cans, they ruin people's careers.
Yeah.
Or guy makes bad pitches and they hit home runs.
And they crush him.
How about that?
I'm talking right now. We've been talking a lot of golf here, and we were out there on Friday, and it was just so much fun. But it's not just golf. They've got 8 simulators at T-Box Texas down in Kima. They've got 8 different simulators, and it's not just you're watching kids play soccer. You're watching kids play baseball. You're watching kids play dodgeball on these simulators. It's fun. It's a great place to have your party. You know why, Dad? You go and you bring the kids to the party there, and there's a bar, and there's TVs, and there's couches where you can sit, and the kids can have fun while you have your fun, and the adults have their fun. This is a perfect place for a party. Are you kidding me? Well, the kids get to play on the simulators, and it's not just golf. It's all of those other things. So if you're planning a party for a 8, 9, 10-year-old, 11-year-old, even 12, 13-year-olds, they'll love this thing. They can play golf or they can play any of the other sports as well. It's too hot for you to play golf? Go get your golf on. You want to have a party? Go get your party on.
My sons are going there. My son, Alec, and his friend, they're going. I'm like, you have to go.
You have to go
because Alex all of a sudden gotten into golf.
Yeah.
And his friend Wade is a pretty good golfer. And I'm like, this is 100%.
It's so much fun. So you're looking for a great place to go get your golf and or your fun on, TEEBoxTexas.com.
ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, doing just enough not to get fired.
Looks like you've been missing a lot of work lately.
I wouldn't say I've been missing it, Bob.
News of the weird. Weird, weird now, I'm telling you. John and Lance Weird. News. Weird. Weird. John and Lance Weird. News.
All right, welcome back. Lance, apparently, do you ever write a word and Apple auto-corrects it?
Duck.
Apparently, ducking hell is going to be removed from Apple autocorrect.
That time.
Right? Duck appears more in app. It has to.
There's no question.
It autocorrects to duck more than any other word ever. And I don't think you can eliminate duck as an autocorrect.
And I say truck, and then duck comes up. Right. And if I say I want to drive that truck, I don't want to drive that duck.
I don't want to drive a duck. Yeah. No.
Ducking, like, you know, keep on ducking.
Yeah.
It's supposed to be trucking.
Trucking. Yeah.
Stupid autocorrect.
Keep on. Yeah. That's not the other one. Arnold Schwarzenegger says O.J. Simpson was nearly cast in The Terminator, but producers didn't think he could be sold as a killing machine. How wrong were they?
At the time, though, they were right. Oh, like, really? No one's going to believe this.
Were they?
At the time. They would have thought, oh, OJ,
the friendly guy, the guy who's always smiling.
Hertz rental car. Running through the airport.
Oh,
we can't sell that.
OJ's always smiling. He's sweet. He's
okay.
Nice.
All right. Crocodile. Is Jurassic Park real? A crocodile was found to have made herself pregnant. Are you scared now that crocodiles can make themselves pregnant?
Animal AI, it sounds like.
It just sounds like nature. There are certain
crocodiles
frogs.
Can't make themselves pregnant.
No, there are certain species of frogs that can make themselves pregnant because
you
they don't
croc
have
style.
And apparently this crocodile did it. Okay. So if you're not scared, then you know what?
That crocodile's a hoe.
You don't care about mankind.
That crocodile's a hoe.
Zoe the lab mix breaks record for longest tongue on a living dog. How long do you think the tongue is?
Foot.
Hmm?
A foot.
No. No. 5 inches. Look at that tongue. That's the longest tongue in the history of dogs. You would think it would be longer than 5 inches.
Yeah, it but, looks.
But it is.
That looks like it is.
He's got the certificate for longest tongue. Yeah.
And it's a record.
How about your dogs? How long are their tongues?
Not
your
like
new
that.
Dogs.
Oh, my new dogs that I have in my backyard now?
Yeah.
My new St. Bernard mix or whatever and Siberian Husky.
Yeah.
They just were walking down the neighborhood and decided they live at my house now.
And they came and lived with you.
And I was too nice to them. Because
no,
I'm a good
such
person.
A nice guy. You're such a
because I'm a good person. Being a great person is, and it is a double-edged sword, boy. I can tell you that. But I live with it.
Do you think this guy is a great guy? Is a great, nice person? A gas station clerk, when a gunman came in, he locked the customers in the store with the gunman. He's been charged with involuntary manslaughter.
So he got killed?
Well, they got killed, and he is facing involuntary manslaughter charges.
He got out and locked them
he
in?
He got out in the front of the... And locked them all in. And...
Oh, my gosh.
How about that? What a nice
Where's
guy.
Where's this?
What a nice guy.
Where's this?
This is in Detroit.
Yeah. He just went by the better you than me.
Yeah, right. I mean, hey, as long as I'm okay. Do whatever you want to them. I'm fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Scantily clad witches were caught munching on deer carcass in a security footage. Do you believe these are witches?
Okay, I got to look at this now.
No, this is real. Look at they're scantily clad, and they apparently were eating this deer carcass. Are you scared now
this
of witches?
Is a set up.
No. No, your kids think it's set up.
This is staged. That's a chupacabra.
They're eating the deer carcass.
That's a chupacabra.
This is terrible. That's worse than crocodiles making themselves pregnant. I'm sorry. It's not a good thing for mankind. The Irish government is going to slaughter 200,000 farting cows to fight climate change.
What are they going to do?
They're going to slaughter 200,000 farting cows.
Who's doing this?
Well, do you heard about farting cows, right?
This has been going on for
forever.
2 decades. I've heard this.
Do
is
you
the
feel?
Big...
Do you feel like?
These... Well, I mean, they're going to become.
They're going to become states anyway, right?
So now the price of meat's about to go way down.
Wait, hopefully.
I mean, supply side's about to go way up.
Do you think...
I expect brisket costs down, beef ribs down, steaks down.
Right.
It should drive down the price.
I would hope so, but I feel bad just because you got a little gas that you all of a sudden you got to... I mean, what if people got slaughtered just because they fart?
I mean, thank God they don't have me whenever I eat egg whites.
Right?
Yeah.
I know, right?
Garlic.
God, every time, wake up in the middle of the night, I go to the bathroom.
Slaughtered.
Done. It's 9:57, ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
I have been around people, though, that I truly believe were ruining the ozone layer.
I've had a lot of my friends.
By the way, I think one of my sons, we were at the Astros game the other day, and there were two girls sitting on the edge, and there was me and then my
Marty?
Two sons and their friend. No, two of my sons and their friend. They got up. I stayed there. They got up and walked by, and I thought I smelled something, and the girls were going, oh, I think they farted. One of my sons crop dusted these girls.
Oh.
I'm almost positive.
I feel kind of good about it, if you want
yeah,
to.
Yeah, no, not I'm
bad,
almost
not
positive
they
crop dusted.
They got their attention, didn't they? Attaboy.
Yeah. They did, but they didn't want them.
We're done. Paul Galanis next. Hope you enjoyed it. We'll talk to you again tomorrow, buddy.
What? do you have to say to the, everyone who still considers the Astros cheaters?
Your mama.
You're listening to 97.5, 92.5 ESPN. I'm Dancing Dave. Stick a fork in me because we're done. Dancing Diane will be in the back half of this sound set, and she'll be taking it off like a prom dress. But not before 20 minutes of nonstop power hits. ESPN 97.5, 92.5. Oh, that's so good.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Lowe's knows tough jobs call for tougher tools. The new DeWalt Elite Series power tool accessories are built to last for the pro who doesn't stop. With precision fitment, durability, and impact resistance, finishing jobs faster has never been easier. Shop the new DeWalt Elite Series at an everyday low price exclusively at Lowe's. We help, you save.